Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, your host. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in the Washington, D.C. area and also in Philadelphia. And I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I am juiced this Monday, Veterans Day. As I say to all the veterans that are listening, happy Veterans Day on this wonderful holiday. Now, I'm excited about this segment because we are talking about you have everything you need within you. And I really want to emphasize that point, my friend. You have everything you need within you. We have to get out of this idea of a God outside of ourselves and understand that God lives, moves, and dwells and has his being in you. It's God in you. God is in you. And he's in you via the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the full presence of God that lives within you. And so if the Holy Spirit, if God lives within you, you have everything you need within. See, I think that we get into a problem when we're always looking outside of ourselves. Oh, God, help me. And we're seeking and we're running to and fro and going when all we have to do is go within the deep recesses of our hearts and go deep within, the spirit within. And that is what these series of teachings are all about. Now, today I'm dealing with the inner spiritual dynamic or the faculty of love. Love. Yes, you have love within you. You have God's love within you. Matter of fact, let me put it this way. If God is love, guess who is love also, right? Because if God lives within me and you, as he does, then we are love as well. Man, wouldn't that be a great revelation for the world to have? To understand that we're more than just agents of love, but we are in fact the epitome of love. That we operate in love and all that we do is love. Now, what is love? Come on, let's jump into this. Love is, by definition, it is the unifying force of all of life. It is that which creates harmony, unity, and oneness. And I want you to think about that. It's the unifying force of all of life. That which creates harmony, oneness, and unity. Wherever there is love, there's always harmony, unity, and oneness. I want you to think about that. When you say to your spouse, honey, I love you, what am I saying? Honey, we are one. As the Bible declares, the two shall become one flesh. We are one. And we have harmony, and there is peace. There is oneness that we have within that household. See, now, my friends, let me go even break this down. See, where there is love, there is harmony. By definition, love is harmony. So think about it. It's unity. It's harmony. It is oneness. Matter of fact, in 1 John, John declares, let me get the scripture here, 1 John 4:8, he says, God is love. God is love. God is defined by love. God is that which creates harmony, oneness, and unity, and we are that love. I want you to try that on. You know, we banter this idea of love so much, and we throw it out here. Oh, I love this, and I love that. Oh, I love you. I love you. But do you really love? You know, I oftentimes talk about this, that I never really understood the concept of love until I really had children. I mean, I had great loving relationships with my parents. My parents were my best friends, and I was loved by them unconditionally, even though sometimes my daddy got conditional on me. But after a while, he would come around. But yet, when I had my children, it was like, wow. I began to understand agape, unconditional love, that it's really not all about me. It's really about giving of myself. And as I give unto myself and doing whatever it takes for that harmony and unity and oneness, you know, that's what it's all about. And so for me, it became illuminated when I had children. And then even as it relates to marriage and relationships, you know, much later did I even understand the concept of true love and agape. You know, a lot of times we talk about love in individuals based upon, you know, hey, I love you because you're smart. I love you because you're attractive. I love you because of the things that you do for me. But even as it relates to, I think, as I say, love back in the 20s, and when I was in my 20s or even in my 30s, it takes time to really grow into love in marriage. So when you really understand, hey, no matter come what may, we may have made some vows, but come what may, I now love, and there's harmony, oneness, and unity between us. And I embrace that. It's agape. It's unconditional, and it's giving. Wow. Wow. And wow. I want to go to 1 Corinthians 13, and because I found this is probably the best description of love. Okay, again, love is the unifying force of all of life. It is that which creates harmony and unity and oneness. That's the definition. But let's give a description of how love looks. How does this unity, how does this oneness, how is this agape, this unconditional love, how does that look? And I'm reading from the King James Version today, and this is Paul that says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love or charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. You know, you think about it. If I could do all of those things, but if I'm not operating in love, I'm just making a lot of noise. And I'm going to really hammer on this in regards to our good old time religion. I can do all of that stuff and miss it if I'm not the unifying force of life that is creating harmony, unity, and oneness. You know what? I have a time constraint, and I really want to go there today. How can we say we are love, and we epitomize love, and we go, but yet there is no compassion in our hearts for others? How can we say that we identify with the divine, that we are in relationship with God, that we are Christians, and we say, oh, I'm all of that, but yet there is no love in our hearts, that we're holding grudges, and we are, you know, in this, you know, things that are creating division. It's amazing. It's like this political debate that's going on. I mean, I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I don't care if you're a socialist or a capitalist. Love is love. Love is love. And love is unconditional. It's not just based upon the idea that, hey, if you're Muslim, you know, I can't love you. If you're a Jew, I can't love you. If you are black, I can't love you. If you're white, I can't love you. Or Latino, I can't love you. I mean, come on. But yet we are in a state, in a day and age, where I don't care even if somebody is a complete idiot. Guess what? Love says I've got to love that person as well, and that I do love that person. You know, it's like, you know, we get all on these things, and when we call ourselves, oh, but yet I can't stand that person. Oh, if they would die, and all of these things. And it's like, come on, dude. We are love. God calls us to love. He says, you are known, you will be known by the love you have for one another. Not that the tongues that you speak, not that, oh, you go to church every Sunday. You'll be known by the love you have for one another. And one day I was talking to a colleague of mine,
It's like a sister.
And I've discovered something that when you're dealing with love, and I've been guilty of this, so I'm not being critical of her. I've been guilty of this, where I say, well, this is the truth. I say, well, I mean what I said, and I didn't say anything but the truth. But you know when you're hurting somebody, you know that it's not creating harmony and oneness and unity. You know when we want to put on all of our religious stuff and sound all wonderful, and really all we're doing is we're hurting others by our words. That is not love. That is not love. Although I have the gift of prophecy and understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love or charity, I'm nothing. That's what I'm saying here. He says, and although I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love or charity, it profiteth me nothing. But what is love here? Look at verse 4. Love or charity suffereth long, meaning that it's patient. Now I know I'm reading King James because it suffereth long. Oh, see, I got to go through all of this crazy dysfunctional stuff. No, crazy and dysfunction is not a part of love either. We're talking about healthy relationship. you got to love yourself. Anytime you volunteer to go through crazy is because you are not loving yourself, and that's the first person you've got to love is you. Because God loves you, and God chose to live within you, so you've got to love yourself, right? And you've got to, but you have to be patient with others. And I found that out. I mean, I am a person who demands excellence. I'm a person who I do this for myself. I demand excellence out of myself. I demand high achievement out of myself. I expect the best in my life, and I realized that when I started dealing with others, and particularly even with children and others, I've got to be patient. If you love someone, you have to be patient with them. Not everyone is where you are. Not everyone is where you are. Not everyone is where you are. And so there's some patience that has to be implemented there. That you have to be able to, just be, understand. And I've also discovered something, because there have been times when I thought I was, where I am was the place to be. And then I began to understand that it wasn't, I was out of place. You see what I'm saying? So there's the humility to love. There's the humility to love. But the patience that I've got to have is with others. And with myself, with yourself, but it's patient with that individual of becoming and of being. I've seen this with mothers and children whose children are what I would say bad as all get out. But a mother sees something in that child. The mother says, I'm going to be patient and I'm going to keep giving and help building that child. Well, listen, my time is running. I will acknowledge I've been on a soapbox today. I get excited about love, and we'll be sharing some more tomorrow. But if you, and I want you to share this with somebody. If it's a blessing, share it with somebody. Let them know that this is a podcast that runs every day, okay, Monday through Friday. But listen, please support the work of this ministry, Keith Russell Lee Ministries, also known as Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. Please support this ministry by going to my website, krlm.org, and becoming a faith partner with me, okay? krlm.org. My time is up. And listen, live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.